This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Bishop Fenwick High School football coach Dave Woods. Coach, welcome back. How are you this crisp fall day?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me again. I'm doing great, and it's finally got some football weather, it looks like.
Well, that's for sure. I've got to turn up this volume here. We've had some pretty summerish weather, but let's talk a little bit about the most recent game. You guys are in good position in your division. Interestingly enough, the regular season, I believe, ends this week, does it not?
It is, yeah. This is the last week of the regular season, yeah.
Great. Well, okay, so it's already here. Anyway, tell me about the game on this weekend with Cathedral, because it looks like you guys had to earn this one.
Absolutely. You know, Cathedral's an up-and-down team, and, you know, we watch them on film, and we haven't played them since 1972, I think, was the last time we played them. So, but I know Derek very well, the head coach, and great guy, and he does a great job there. And, again, they were up and down. We saw them on film against Bishop Stang, and they didn't really look too good. Then we saw them on film against Bishop Fian, and they looked phenomenal. So, and, you know, I talked with Derek before the game, and he's like, I just don't know what team's going to show up. So they definitely showed up to play. It was probably one of the most physical games we had to play all year. They were very physical up front, and they have a lot of athletes that we knew. So it was a great game. It was a great high school football game.
Excellent. Now, your offensive star seems always to center around your quarterback. Tell me a little bit about him.
Sure, Braden. Braden's had a great year. You know, he stepped in last year, Braden Clifford, and did a great job when Bryce got injured last year. And so he got a good year of experience under his belt, and it showed this year. You know, there's times in games where he doesn't make mistakes that he would have made last year. So that experience, there's no replacement for that experience. Mm-hmm. And he had a great game. You know, had a couple of nice touchdown passes, play action passes, and he also ran for a touchdown. So it was a good weekend for Braden.
Every time I talk with a coach after a game, I have to ask him about some line play, because, you know, in the papers and the media, it's always about the skill players. But please mention a couple of your interior guys on offense and defense.
Sure. So it's really the same guys. Aiden Byrne is our captain and our center, and he really makes all the line calls for us and gets us in the right places. Tyler Santos is another senior two-way lineman, and the two of them played great. Tyler, I think, graded out at 98% on the offensive line, and the game was definitely won on the offensive line. The line really, the second half really took over and just did a great job blocking. And Tyler Connolly and Dylan Patarelli, our two running backs, really benefited by some great line block, and we ran the ball a lot. That's also what opened up that play-action pass for a couple of touchdowns, because we were able to run the ball. But the offensive line, led by those two guys, really did a great job.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you haven't had much trouble scoring, maybe in one game, but it looks like your defense has been really strong all season. So what's the secret to that, Coach, where you're holding so many opponents to very low scores?
Sure. I think Coach Dugan every week puts together a great defensive game plan. He's one of the best defensive coordinators around, and he just does a good job of putting the kids where they can be successful. And, you know, we've played a little bit of everything. We've played a 3-4, we've played a 4-3, we've played a 4-2-5, and we've played some man-to-man, we've played some zone. So I think, again, week to week, Dave does a great job of putting the guys in position where they can be successful.
Yeah, that's all kinds of defense. All right. Coach, I want to ask you about the tone for the season, because it looks to me, I remember the first week when I saw the score, I was a little bit surprised of the score against Marblehead, and that seemed to set the tone for you guys. That was a big win, wasn't it?
That was a huge game. Yeah, that was Marblehead's a real good football team, as everyone knows, and they're very well coached, and you know, we played a great game. That was probably the second most physical game, but mm-hmm. We ran the ball a ton. We didn't really throw the ball in that game, and our offensive line, our running backs really gutted out a good hard win, and defense played great. Defense, I think, in that game forced a whole bunch of turnovers. Crazy stat for the year, just through what we played 7 games now, mm-hmm. We have 10 interceptions by 8 different players. That's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that. 8 different players have interceptions for us, so that's pretty crazy. And I think against Marblehead, I think we had three interceptions. So that kind of set the tone for the defense.
With some of the games you had, are you able to get a lot of players in? Maybe some of the guys who might not see so much playing time.
Yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job with that. You know, early on, especially some of the teams, you know, we had some good leads on, and some guys, like you said, that normally wouldn't be in the game that much, got a lot more playing time. Some of the seniors that have been with the program for a long time that work hard and give us a great look, you know, those guys are just as important as the guys that score the touchdowns on Friday nights. They're a little unheralded because nobody knows it except the people within the program, but the effort that they give us every week on the look team, whether it's offense or defense, that's invaluable. So that's a huge part of our success. And so it's nice to be able to get those guys into a game and get them in the end zone every once in a while. So, yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job with that this year.
All right, the tournament pairings will be coming on, I believe, next weekend, probably, a week from today, maybe, something like that?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
All right, somewhere around there. So you got one more game to go in the, quote, regular season. Tell me a little bit about Arlington Catholic.
So they got their first win last week. They scored 51 points, and they're a team, again, they've struggled the last couple of years, but they've never struggled scoring points, and they usually don't struggle against us. It seems like they always bring their A game against us, and so they throw the ball a lot. You know, they're a spread team. They tweaked a few things this year. They're a little different, but they have athletes, and I'm sure they're hungry. They got their first win. I'm sure they want to get another one. So.
All right, that's a home game on Friday night.
It is. It's our home game Friday night. Yep.
All right, and that is November the 1st. All right, Coach. Now, almost 300 games that you've coached over the years. You've been around a while, as have I.
Yeah.
But you've won more than two-thirds of those games. So give me a little reflection on that. I know that it's hard to do in the middle of the season because you're always looking ahead, you're always planning. But by goodness, you know, 300 games, 204 wins. What's your feeling? How do you feel about that?
So the biggest word that comes to my mind is just how lucky I feel. We have, you know, and I don't want it to sound like coach talk, because it really isn't. We have tremendous players every year, and the support we get from the community, from the administration, the parents, it's just incredible. You know, I've coached at four other schools before I was at Fenwick, and the support of the program at Bishop Fenwick is like nothing I've seen anywhere else. So we've been very lucky over the years to have great players, great coaches, with a lot of alums that come back and coach with us, which is so much fun. And then again, the administration that gives the football program everything and anything we need to be successful. So the student body, the parents, again, it's just a great, great place to coach.
Wow, that's great. Have you had over the years a lot of multi-sport athletes? Do the kids tend to play other sports?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage our kids to play other sports in the off season, you know. Football is one of the few sports that is still just in the season. You know, basketball, hockey, all these other sports, baseball, they play year-round. And we encourage our kids to run track, to go out for the wrestling team, play lacrosse, do whatever they can. So we have been very lucky to have a lot of kids that are multi-sport athletes. And I think that helps a lot. I think, you know, they see different styles of coaching from different coaches. They have different teammates, and they understand different ways to be a cohesive team. So I think we've been lucky again in that aspect. You know, we're a small school. We don't have a ton of kids, and so we need them all playing as many sports as they can and enjoy their high school experience and have some fun.
Working with Moynihan Lumber student athlete program over the years, you know, Gerard Moynihan and his family, they really promote the student athlete part of it. And of course, Fenwick, as many schools do, have to really adhere to that, and you do that. And of course, in your previous job, you had to keep an eye on your student athletes too. And I think that means a lot toward establishing a culture and establishing not only a good football program, but also a good basis for the kids, where you're, you know, for life, where you're making them say, okay, this is what we do on the football field, but you got other stuff to do as well. I think that's really important, and I know that you do that at Fenwick.
We do. You know, obviously, kids, the number one thing there at Bishop Fenwick for us, to get a great education and get into a great college. you know, we realize that athletics are a big part of your high school experience, but your academics is the most important thing. Your days of playing football or playing basketball, they're going to be over soon enough, but your education will never be over, and that's something that you take with you the rest of your life. So it's a good combination. Again, I think we have a lot of kids that really understand that. They really put in the time with their academics, and they also commit to the athletics. So it's a great place to work at. It's a great place to coach at. And all three of my kids went through there, and they all played sports, and they all got a great education. They all went to great colleges. So it's a successful school and community all around, I think.
I love the enthusiasm. Coach, I got a final thought and question. I want to share a thought with you and then ask and follow up with a question, because I've watched many, many games. You know, we covered a lot of games, Bill Newell and I, and we're still doing it over the years. And if someone were to ask me what a most memorable game was that I've seen in high school football, interestingly enough, it's not a win for the team I was rooting for, because I was working at Gloucester High School. Terry Silva was a good friend. Paul Ingram is a good friend. And the most memorable game for me is a game they lost in the Super Bowl on a last-minute play to Chelmsford. And that was such a great, great game. And it was you're rooting for both teams, more or less. But if I were to ask you about a memorable game, I mean, that's hard with all the things that you've seen. Is there a game that comes to mind right off the top?
Again, there's probably a few. I know my first year as a head coach, we went out to St. Bernard's and won in a driving rainstorm 6-0. That was a pretty fun game. But then also a game that we lost that I remember was a phenomenal game was Matt Durgan's last game at St. Mary's. He was the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great game, went right down to the wire, and they scored right at the end. We scored late to take the lead, and then they scored just as time ran out to win the game. And I talked to Matt after the game, and I was like, that was his last game. And I said, aren't you going to miss this stuff? And he was like, no, I'm done. I'm all set. But that was a memorable game for sure. And there's so many others that I could rattle off, but that was a lot of fun.
I think that's great, and that's good sportsmanship. Yeah, great coach. Coach, anything else you want to mention before I let you go? And we're going to get a hold of you during the playoffs, but anything else?
I don't think so. We're just looking forward to our last home game here and then getting ready for the playoffs.
All right. Coach, once again, congratulations on win number 200 a few games ago, and good luck this week.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Rick.
Thanks, Dave. That's Dave Woods, who is the Bishop Fenwick High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.